Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, actual news for a game coming out later this year. Turns out that God of War Ragnarok merchandise has leaked all over UK merch store Geeky Zone, to which a bunch of people on Twitter then went, is that merchandise for God of War Ragnarok? And it was immediately taken down. However, there was a release date attached to that merchandise of September 30th, 2022, which lines up with what Jeff Grubb from VentureBeat has been saying or replying to on Twitter when people were talking about the upcoming state of play, saying that there will be an overall PlayStation showcase, he's sure, in August or September. What if all that stuff is true and God of War is actually dropping this year after all?
Hey, my friend, it would make a lot of sense. They've been pretty staunch on the 2022 release date. Yes. While, yes, they haven't locked it into a specific date and date yet, a lot of the people working on God of War have been saying, look, it's definitely coming this year. Even Jason Schreier at the start of the year, who said, be prepared for delays, said, no, God of War Ragnarok is going to be coming out in 2022. Mm-hmm. September, though, is slightly earlier than I expected, I must admit, if it does drop on the 30th. I was thinking more October, November, right down to the wire, but that will be a pleasant surprise, IMO, if it drops then.
I think they need some sort of big win, and I think the amount of stuff that got out the way for the rest of this year, like the Starfields, the Redfalls, it leaves the rest of this year just wide open, and we do know that there is a state of play upcoming. However, Sony, if you read the small print, which was then doubled up by the likes of Shuhei Yoshida on Twitter, just saying, look, it's not going to be exclusives, it's not going to be, or at least first party exclusives,
yes.
i.e. it's not going to be God of War that's going to be shown off very soon, it's going to be third party stuff, and it's going to be PSVR 2. Which is corroborated reports saying that PlayStation VR 2 production has ramped up, and that seems to be the thing that's going to be coming out at the start of next year, so Sony has a whole bunch of marketing stuff to do for the PlayStation VR 2. God of War, though, has just kind of been sitting there. Like, we've got a few little updates from Corey Barlog. We know that there's a different creative head to the overall project, but I feel like there's more stuff to be done with that. Very recently, we got a bunch of accessibility videos, and I saw some of the fandom looking at previous accessibility videos for PlayStation exclusives and saying that once they start dropping, the full gameplay reveal is nearly always a few weeks after.
Yeah.
So it feels like something God of War based is on the horizon, but assumedly not at the state of play. So I don't know if they're going to do its own thing.
Well, Scott Tilton. Speaking of Horizon, if recall, Forbidden West did get its own state of play, as did Gran Turismo 7. So even though it might not be in the upcoming state of play, and it probably will be have some kind of reveal before the September conference, I wouldn't rule out it getting its own state of play in like July, maybe even August. That is a big blowout of what the game is, how its new mechanics work, and probably a release date.
One question, do Sony know what to do with the state of play? Why not put God of War at the state of play, Josh Brown?
Well, this is an entirely different question, obviously, isn't it? If we're not going to get a big PlayStation conference in the next month, like Bethesda and Microsoft Showcase, all eyes are on their state of play. And like you alluded to there, their previous state of plays have been underwhelming, to say the least.
Yeah.
They haven't been the best. Some of them have been fine. But in this age of everyone like just being starved for a big glitzy show-off of games, they haven't been the one to use some internet parlance.
No, they've got a, I would say, and just as completely personally speaking, I think they've got a bit of a marketing / optics problem. I point to the PlayStation Plus Premium thing that is currently rolling out across multiple regions, and the fact that you have to go on Twitter and look at various GIFs and different comparisons of frame rates and whatever else to get any idea of what the hell that service is, just get on top of the stuff that we all want to know about. It's not that hard, I wouldn't have thought, but you never know. When one of the most recent God of War updates, other than the accessibility videos, has just been the former creative director dropping in on a webcam video, right, going like, it's still real, guys, it's definitely still coming. I just think they could do a lot more in that regard. A September release, though, that was the thing I was originally going to say, and with the amount of different games that have been delayed and pushed into 2023, it does free up the rest of this year. So there's right now, there's not that much, especially in terms of head-turning releases, to get in its way. So if they want to come out, Modern Warfare 2?
Absolutely, especially in September. You know, in October, we have Gotham Knights and we have Modern Warfare 2, and like that's pretty much it, like, for the rest of the year in terms of big, big AAA releases. So yeah, this would pretty much be uncontested, which is quite good, in contrast to Horizon Forbidden West, which came out in February and was up against like Elden Ring and then like Dying Light 2 earlier on in that month and stuff, and it still did very well. But if God, like, I think Sony, it would make sense for them to give God of War just like carte blanche of the holiday season and be like, look, there are a few big games and we have one of them, and it's the one you're most looking forward to.
Do you know what's interesting as well? This is just a wider sort of thing, but God of War is the last sort of cross-generation, I think that as far as I know, the last cross-generation release. Like, we know it's coming out on PlayStation 4 as well, so this is the last sort of crossover release in terms of going, like, you know, Sony have been ramping up production of the PlayStation 5. They had a big sales event, I think it was at Walmart very recently, saying we have enough units to actually sell you now, so come pick one up. And then, you know, there's the whole thing about they need to show off what the PlayStation 5 can do, and so you kind of quote-unquote might as well do God of War this year, let it be the last crossover release. And then even as Gotham Knights was showing, they cancelled the previous gen release and just go full bore PlayStation 5 stuff next year.
Am I losing my mind? Or was God of War Ragnarok initially penciled in for 2021? So it would make sense that it was coming out at the end of this year rather than getting pushed to late next year. Obviously, there have been a lot of developmental issues across the board in the entire industry with COVID and working from home and all of that stuff. A lot of games that were meant to come out last year were pushed, but we're now seeing them start to come out. Like, Gotham Knights obviously now has a proper date. The Harry Potter game now has a date.
So Stray.
Like, these things, Stray now has a date. These things are finally getting locked in, and they all seem to be coming towards the end of this year as opposed to mid next year.
Let's pivot for the final part of this video just about general God of War stuff. Where are your general hype levels on God of War? I've been, even though I think God of War 2018 is literally one of the best games of all time and the best PlayStation 4 exclusive, I've struggled to get that excited about Ragnarok because of the fact that it is on PlayStation 4 as well. It's kind of holding it back. And then, someone, like I said, the accessibility videos that showed little bits of gameplay just looked like more of the 2018 ones. So I'm sure it's going to blow us all away, but I'm waiting till I see it.
I am exactly where I was with Horizon Forbidden West. And that turned out to be one of my favorite games of this year so far. Like, I really, really enjoyed Forbidden West, but in the run-up to it, I was the exact same as you. I was thinking, well, I know what this is. You know, I've seen the trailers. Yes, I'm excited, but I'm not at that incredibly high level of, oh my god, I can't wait to play this. Because, like you said, a lot of it is familiar. We know that the combat is going to be an evolution on what they started in the 2018 game. We know it's cross-gen. We kind of know what it looks like. We have our expectations now because we know what this version of God of War is. So when I look at this title, I'm pretty much just like, I will know when I play it how much I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm kind of at a peak ceiling level with it. So I'm not going to get to that extra bit of being ravenous for it. You know, if it didn't get pushed to March, I would be like, that's fine. I will get it when I get it, and I will enjoy it once I have it in my hands, if that makes sense.
As much as I'm calling out Sony's marketing and their optics and their general rollout of this, maybe it's a genius plan because it works in their favor. The 2018 God of War, for as much as that initial reveal trailer was like, oh my god, that's Kratos, oh my god, you're doing something different, whatever, none of us really knew what the hell that was going to be, and the God of War IP was on a bit of a downswing anyway because God of War Ascension, so it kind of worked in their favor. Maybe this is what this all is, 4D chess. To make you go, you know, just temper your expectations and then blow us all away again like they did in 2018. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of God of War Ragnarok. What are you looking forward to in the story? What do you think of the general development and the rollout cycle so far? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.